For many, many years now, we've all known through the Panama Papers, through a variety of leaks of Transparency International, that our oligarchs, the oligarchs of this planet, the Russians, the Qataris, the Saudis, the Americans, the Greeks, they have been absolutely abusing our societies, our states, our tax systems. Yes, the Russians are pretty ugly in what they're doing. They have plundered in a very short space of time the mineral resources, the industries of Russia after the collapse of the Soviet Union, and they have bought their mansions in London, football teams, and so on. So it's, you know, it's a wonderful opportunity. The fact that Ukraine has concentrated our minds on what the Russian oligarchs are doing to contemplate moving beyond them, because Russian oligarchs, it has been estimated, have taken $200 billion out of Russia, you know, looted money, plundered money. But American oligarchs have taken $1,200 billion out of the jurisdiction of the United States of America, hiding it from the IRS. And they are not much nicer people than the Russian oligarchs, I have to say. They have not protested the massacres of Yemenis in Saudi Arabia. They have not protested the killing of journalists like Khashoggi in the Saudi Arabian embassy or consulate in Constantinople, in Istanbul, I should say. They have not lifted their little finger to help us fund the green transition. Why should we not, you know, extend our newly found antipathy towards oligarchs who have been defrauding and plundering our countries? Why not extend it to people beyond Russia?